I'm joined now by Mark Bauer after the 1-0 victory at home to Vauxhall Motors. Mark, 3 points, but left it late.
Yeah, left it very late. It was a strange game, very strange game. You know, first 20 minutes it could have been 2-all, 3-2 of them. Fair few chances either end. But then second half we dominated it, and well, throughout the game really, if we'd have made better choices in the final third. You know, with the way the pitch is, there's always going to be balls that bobble up and shots that fly out for a throw-in and that kind of thing. But we were in good areas enough times to make better decisions to make it a lot more comfortable for ourselves. So that was incredibly frustrating watching it from the side. But, you know, the lads keep on going, and, you know, it's not the first time we've come up with a goal with just about the last kick of the game to earn ourselves vital points. And it's, you know, testament to the lads that they'll keep going and fitness levels and you know, their character to keep getting in there and keep trying to get those chances.
Yeah, reminiscent of the game against Workington, actually, the last minute winner when we got the late one with Jake Lawler that time. But it must be frustrating, you know, watching from the sidelines when you see the chances that we created. We've spurnt a lot of them. You said something about the pitch there. Did that play a part in it? We just wondered whether that was causing problems in the final third.
It doesn't help, but like I say, we got in there enough times, and if we'd have made the right decisions, there were times when we were shooting, when there were passes on, we're passing or having an extra touch when we should be getting shots away. I think if we'd have made better decisions, you know, we would have scored more goals, and you know, no, would have. The pitch will play a part in that. Occasionally, you know, it will stop us hitting a shot or a cross when you're going to put a cross in the box. It may bubble up and end up in the car park, something like that. But no, the pitch today didn't help, but it wasn't a factor. If we'd have made better decisions, we'd have made more of those situations that we were in and would have made it easier for ourselves.
Well, credit to the opponents. You said that they might come out with a siege mentality. They showed a lot of determination and shape to keep us at bay.
Yeah, and they were the best team. They could have been in front in the first 20 minutes. They had a couple of good chances. Fantastic save by Drenshier from one of them. But yeah, I mean, you know, the things that are going on, they've still got good players in their side. They're a team that for a majority of this season has been top half of the table. And you know, the players that have got them there, a majority of those were still out there today. So we knew it was going to be difficult. We just felt if we could get our noses in front with what had been going on, it'd be a difficult afternoon for them. But it took us until the 95th minute to deal with that. But it was you know, pleasing to get the win in the end. And the likes of Danny Hall coming back into the side, I thought he looked strong and you know, kept going for the full 90, 95 minutes, whatever it might have been. And Michael Potts coming on as well. Not played for a while and obviously disappointed that he's not been playing, but produces a great tackle in our penalty area, you know, a minute before we get the winning goal. So just little things like that can make a massive difference. And you know, we're lucky to have the quality of Danny Hall to come in today and Potsy to come on when we need him. I mean, you know, he puts a marker down and says, look, I want to be playing. So decisions to be made for Tuesday. It's another 3 points for us today and we'll look forward to that one.
And no more injury problems after today.
No. Jake Lawler came off feeling not very well, but hopefully there'll be nothing too untowards with that. You know, lads have kept going for 95 minutes when maybe we could have made it a bit easier for ourselves. So they've really put another shift in. So we'll just have to see how everyone sort of recovers and feels after the game. But no obvious injuries at the minute. So hopefully we'll have a similar sort of pool to pick from for Tuesday night.
Thanks, Mark.